tell us a little bit about what's happened?
The Young Person's Travel Pass, of course, is the most generous scheme for young people between the age of 11 and 16 outside of London. And this year we've taken the decision to allow children to travel outside of the core hours of the pass at no extra charge. And that's something that we're not reimbursed for either. So it's very straightforward. You buy a young person's travel pass from Kent County Council for £280, and that allows you to travel unlimited on any stagecoach bus in the county of Kent.
So why have you decided to introduce it now at this stage? Because obviously the pass has been going for quite some time now.
Well, the pass, yes, has been in operation for around about 10 years, including its previous incarnation as the Freedom Pass. And what we saw in the very early days was that the pass certainly contributed to improving traffic congestion, principally in the areas around schools, but also in other areas in our congested urban networks. So this really is an experiment for us to see whether making the pass more attractive is going to help to reduce congestion, which ultimately benefits everyone.
What does this actually mean in the long term for customers then?
Well, hopefully it's going to be sustainable. Hopefully it'll improve the punctuality of our bus services. Everyone knows that traffic congestion is a major problem, whether you're a bus user, car driver, or van driver. It's the same for all of us, and we're hoping that this will improve the journey experience around our area of Kent.
Do you think other bus companies within the county will follow suit?
I can't speak for the other operators. I know that a number of them are offering, for example, a flat fare of £1 outside of the core operating times. Ultimately, we hope that it will bring benefits for all of the travelling public, be they on the bus or another forms of road transport.